I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in Dom Giordano Show. You know, we have great guests on every day. National figures, international figures, maybe. But none tops when we have a chance to talk with a guy holding Texas and holding the nation. Colonel Alan B. West joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. And Dan particularly likes to put that B in the middle of the name there, Colonel. What does the B stand for? What does the B stand for?
The B stands for Bernard. So
Bernard,
my dad gave me the first name. My mom gave me my middle name.
All right, I'm glad it wasn't Beauregard. You know, Democrats attack people when Beauregard's a name.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So what are your initial thoughts now on the new duo here with Joe Biden and Senator Harris?
Well, from a perspective being here in Texas and as the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, this is a disastrous team. They are not going to do anything that helps economic growth and opportunity, especially when you look at Texas being the 10th largest economy in the world. 10% of Fortune 500 businesses and corporations are headquartered here in Texas. The biggest thing, of course, is they both have signed on to the Green New Deal, which means the oil and gas industry of Texas, which has made America energy independent and a net exporter of energy resources, they want that to be gone in the next 10 to 12 years. So, again, that is something that does not bode well for Texas. And when you think about these two individuals, you know, liberty, freedom, all the things that we believe in, they both have not come out and spoken out against the mob and all the violence that we see in Portland and Seattle and even Chicago. So I guess they embrace that as well. So I don't see how this ticket is going to do well for America. Definitely it's not going to do well for Texas.
Let's talk about politically, though. I have to tell you, and I know you're in a different position now that you're an official head, and we have great hope in Texas with you there, but I have not seen a real good strategy at taking apart Harris. I've talked about, with Catholics making up such a large percentage of the electorate, she essentially, more than essentially, I would call her on it, with various judges, doesn't believe you can be a faithful Catholic and be a judge. She is one of the leaders of anti-Catholic bias, big time. She would never allow Judge Cooney to be a judge on the Supreme Court, and the other judge who was a Knight of Columbus. So I don't know about calling her mean and nasty. She is mean. She is, even for politicians, I think colonels say this, she's a flip-flopper of 4,000 positions. She's in there with John Kerry and beyond, but I'm not one that thinks that's going to be effective.
Well, I think that that's the most important thing is what you just brought up, her stance when she went after the judicial nominee and attacked him for being a member of the Knights of Columbus. But also, I say that, you know, Joe Biden, who now believes that he has a black female, let's talk about her relationship with the black community. Kamala Harris does not stand for anything that supports the issues that are facing the black community. Fatherlessness is a big issue for the black community, but yet she supports Black Lives Matter, who their website says that they're against the traditional nuclear family. She's gotten tens of thousands, almost $90,000 from Planned Parenthood. This is an organization that was founded by a white supremacist and a racist who spoke at Ku Klux Klan rallies, Margaret Sanger. And we know that 70 to 73% of Planned Parenthood clinics are located in minority communities. And we've seen 20 million plus black babies murdered in the womb since 1973. But Kamala Harris doesn't address those things. Education opportunity scholarships. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, together as a team, Joe Biden has said he's going to get rid of charter schools. He doesn't believe in school choice. Think about what President Trump did at the State of the Union address, giving that opportunity scholarship to the young 9-year-old girl from right there in Philadelphia. And so, you know, those are the ways that you start to tear down this ticket and start to talk about the policies that really are not going to be beneficial for the American people, and definitely not for the black community just because you picked a person that has a darker skin tone.
Yeah, and I think you can't panic if you're the Trump people, because she did not move the needle with African Americans. There was not that connection. It wasn't historic. I mean, let's face it, with President Obama, the biracial slash African American thing was historic. He's much better at it than she is. She couldn't even move the needle. She didn't even last till the first vote was cast. So you can't panic that suddenly, because some people are saying how historic this is, that she's going to roll over. Don't overestimate that, I think.
No, don't overestimate it. And again, I think the most important thing is to talk about her record.
Yes.
And talk about, like you say, all of these flip-flops. Look at, we're going through COVID-19, the issue right now. And one of the positions that she took is that people should not have private health insurance. And me just coming off a motorcycle accident, I kind of like the fact that I have my private health insurance. I may still be sitting in a hospital if it was a government-run insurance program. So that's how we have to go at this. And you're right, she really hasn't moved the needle. And, you know, I think that the black community is waking up and understanding that, you know, the policies of President Trump, helping out historic black colleges and universities. And think about this, Dom, the people that Kamala Harris put into jail are the people that benefited from President Trump's criminal justice reform. So those are the type of points we should bring it out.
Absolutely. And I think President Trump is going to do, for a Republican, very well with African-American males. With females across the board, that's more of a challenge for Republicans. Now,
well, it's a school choice issue. Ron DeSantis won on the school choice issue in Florida. That's a critical issue to run on. And Joe Biden has already said he's getting rid of charter schools. He doesn't like school choice.
Herman Cain, we haven't had a chance to talk with you. You were a friend and a fan and connection with him, passing away at the age of 74. What's the legacy of Herman Cain?
I am the legacy of Herman Cain. And when you consider that he and I are both born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, all of the young black conservative men and women that you see out there, Herman Cain was a role model for us. Herman Cain was an icon for us, and without a doubt for me was a mentor. And so that's the legacy going forward. But Herman Cain shows that the equality of opportunity that is in America, that says no matter where you're born, no matter where you come from, look at what Herman Cain achieved in his life. That's what we need to be focused on, not the progressive socialist leftist mentality of equality of outcomes.
Absolutely. Now, this will not move the needle, sadly, but even Tom Friedman, Colonel, and you are the geopolitical guy on when I have somebody on that I respect on this, but this Tom Friedman, who is an enemy of President Trump, New York Times, talking about how this really upturns things in the Middle East, the deal between Israel and United Arab Emirates to have some kind of public relationship, embassies and the like. People have to understand it's shocking. It's not the real core movement with Israel, but any movement in the Middle East like this is historic.
No, it's absolutely historic. And I think that, you know, with President Trump, remember when he said that we were moving our embassy to Jerusalem and everyone talked about Armageddon was going to happen? Nothing happened. So when people start to see this strong, resolute stance in the Middle East, because that's what they respect in the Middle East is strength and might and resolve, then you will start to see hearts and minds begin to change there in the Middle East. And again, everyone is concerned about the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Iran is the greater enemy that so many of the people in the Gulf states see, and they don't want to see anyone benefiting or any expansion of Iran's regional hegemonic dominance. And President Trump has done that. President Obama did not do that to thwart that expansion of Iran's dominance.
Talking with Colonel Alan B. West. Colonel, final question. The NRA, I think you served on the board or you had some kind
still
of official.
Still on it.
You're still on it. Okay.
Yeah. Still
and,
on the board.
You know, I don't know if you want to comment on the allegations about money and all that. My stance was I don't know about that. That gets its day in court. But this is clear with this Soros-backed attorney general in New York. This isn't about that. There's a way to settle that. Vote those people out. Or if it's criminal, it's criminal. But it's about ending the NRA and really ending Second Amendment rights.
You're absolutely right. Letitia James has always had a target on the National Rifle Association, which was incorporated in New York in 1871. I have always been of the mindset, why are we still incorporated in New York? We should be in Texas or somewhere, Tennessee, or what have you. But I think that the big thing that we have to understand is that Letitia James cannot dissolve the NRA, but really what she's looking to do is politically damage the NRA. If she wants to go after, you know, those officials that have corrupt dealings, she can indict them. But I think that her goal is really to undermine the NRA. And that's why you see Michael Bloomberg, he is dumping about $8 to $10 million in Texas to support anti-gun candidates here running in our Texas State House.
Wow. Well, in good hands in Texas, what can you tell us now since you've been ensconced leading the Republicans in Texas? How are things looking as we turn to the home stretch?
Well, I tell you, you know, this is fourth week, first month. I'm down here in Beaumont, Texas. I was in Houston yesterday, getting around the state, been down to Rio Grande Valley, been out to West Texas. People are fired up. People are inspired. They don't want to see Texas in any way, shape, or form, or any of our cities start to resemble what you see in Portland, Seattle, and Chicago. And as I tell people, and I will share with you, the real choice for Americans in Texas, either you stand with the rule of law or you allow the rule of the mob.
It's that stark. That's exactly what it is. Where do we find all things Colonel Alan B. West?
Well, you can find me at Alan West, Texas, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can also follow me on the TexasGOP.org. And we appreciate you all rallying to support Texas. I know it's hard for Philadelphia Eagles people to, you know, really, you know, rally behind, you know, Texas and Dallas and everything. But remember the book title, Hold Texas, Hold the Nation.
That was so way ahead of the curve, and it definitely applies today. When we know you're going to hold it, even though it's becoming more of a struggle. Colonel, thank you as always.
God bless. Thank you so much, Tom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.